Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Good morning. It is Friday, 27 July 2018. The week is ending, but what is unending are statements from ministers that border on humor and hate, a unique taste only made in India. And for proof, one may have a look at our neighbor Pakistan, where the World Cup cricket winner Imran Khan claimed victory to be the new Prime Minister of Pakistan, leaving rabid right wing with almost no victory to even mention. Straight up, he said Indian media treats him like a Bollywood villain and started his innings with talking peace with a Kashmir caveat, which essentially mean it's the same old story. And if Imran can Hema Malini not? With that question, let's start today's auditorial. If I want to, I can become the UP chief minister in a minute, but I don't like to be tied up. My freedom of movement will end. Well, that's not me saying it. Putting absent rumors to rest, Hema Malini, the Bollywood actress turned BJP minister, did not have Kent Aro filtering her ambitions when asked if she would become the CM if she got the chance. The apparent reference was to the post in Uttar Pradesh, now held by her party's Yogi Adityanath. She said she got to become an MP because of her film career. While ambition and reality check filters were working for Hema Malini, the minister whose filter candle of sanity needed a change was the same random Karnataka BJP leader who had earlier asked his municipal members not to help the Muslims. This time, he was setting his ambitions high when he said that he would have ordered the police to shoot all intellectuals if he were the home minister of the state, further convincing us that he has killed the intellect in him. Thankfully, in India, for every two dolts, we have two people at least using their intellect and drive, and of course, they aren't politicians. The man who inspired the character of Phunsuk Wangdu in Three Idiots, Sonam Wangchuk, and Bharat Watwani are among the winners of this year's Raymond Magsaysay Awards. The two Indians, the latter a psychiatrist who works for the mentally ill street persons, and the former whose initiative to harness science and culture creatively for economic progress, improve the lives of the Ladakhi youth, were declared the winner of what is considered to be Asia's Nobel Prize. And from game-changing service, we move to now name-changing service. West Bengal is shedding its West skin and now just wants to be called Bangla. The West Bengal Assembly on Thursday passed a resolution to rename the state as Bangla in three languages, Bengali, English and Hindi. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's move is aimed at enabling the state to climb the alphabetical sequence of the state names in which West Bengal appears last in the list now. If Bangla is cleared, the state will rank fourth in alphabetical listings after Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh and Assam. The state will have to wait for the Union Home Ministry to clear the name change though. It is to be seen what will be the central government's view now as the State Assembly today proposed to change the name Bangla in all three languages, unlike earlier when in 2011 it had proposed Bangla in Bengali, Bengal in English and Bengal in Hindi. The last time any state went under a name change ceremony was Orissa, which in 2011 became Odisha. And while some were changing names, the others were flaming issues invoking names not of temples per se, but the riots that they can cause. Petitioners seeking a continuation of the ban on entry of women into the Sabarimala temple on Thursday warned the Supreme Court of another Ayodhya if the shrine's customs were tinkered with. I do not want another Ayodhya in Kerala. Your lordships will have to be very circumspect when exercising judicial review in matters of faith. Senior advocate Kalisanath Pillai, appearing for outfit called Akhil Bharatiya Ayyappa Seva Sangam, said and added that religious customs cannot be viewed in isolation. Well, Apex Court's Constitution Bench is hearing petitions seeking revocation of the ban on entry of women of menstruating age into the Sabarimala temple. Those defending the prohibition argued that the women's entry was restricted because of the celibate nature of the temple deity Lord Ayyappa. Arguing that the deity's celibate character cannot be altered, the petitioner stated that the deity, being a living entity under the constitution for the purpose of taxation, also had the fundamental right to preserve his dharma. Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, a judge on the bench led by Chief Justice Deepak Mishra, remarked that due to essentially doctrine under the constitution, the judges of the Supreme Court are now assuming a theological mantle. We are not expected to do this, he said. Moving from falling temple walls, let's go to the fall that is going viral, and that is of Tej Rudra the Avatar Pratap Yadav. Well, in case you missed it, Lalu's older son is making a debut with a Bhojpuri movie called Rudra the Avatar, but this avatar can't even cycle properly. His latest photo op with a cycle, a protest, began well, but ended with a spectacular tumble on the road captured by many more phone cameras. The 29-year-old RJD leader's cycle yatra was aimed at highlighting rising diesel and petrol prices. In a video clip that is being shared widely across, Tej Pratap Yadav cycles in a large group and suddenly zooms to the front, egged on by his supporters. His security men on bikes also speed up after him, so does the media, until he couldn't control his enthusiasm and is soon seen sprawled on the road after hitting a car. Trying to be all wise after the fall, he told NDTV, "People fall only to rise in life." And with that, a quick roundup of international news. Well, Greece has serious indications that a fire that killed at least 83 people near Athens earlier this week was started deliberately, according to the Citizen Protection Minister Nikos Toskas. The blaze broke out on Monday and hit coastal villages popular with tourists. Some 60 people are still being treated in hospital, 11 in intensive care, and dozens more are missing. And on to our last story this week, and it's about the Brazilian footballer Neymar, who is a better poker player than his fake tumbles on the football field. At least, his bluffing skills are better employed at poker. Neymar bounced back at cards this week with the aid of some well-timed bluffs, finishing an impressive 6th place in the 288-strong field of a Brazilian series of poker event. He turned his $1,877 entry stake into $21,308 before being eliminated in the final of the high roller event. And that's all that we have for you for today and for this week. So enjoy the weekend and be safe of the mobs and careful of climate cows and children. Goodbye from takeapart.in.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.